Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Mashonaland West Province, our chairperson, Rosten Mutapka, told Studio 7 teachers believe that they are being abused by the government, and as a result, most of them want to go on strike or engage in a go-slow law to express their dismay over what is going on in the Ministry of Education.
The position that we are having from now on is that we are still consulting. Whatever our members are going to tell us is what we are going to follow. At the moment, we are at work, but we are not working 100%. That's a lie. Because teachers have mentally retired from this profession, because it's only that we have no other things that we can do. But from the look of things, we are just consulting, and after consultations, then whatever membership says is what we are going to follow.
Mutapka says the recalling of the teachers is an indication that there is confusion in the ministry, as teachers applied and were granted leave last year.
I am not happy at all with what is about the situation currently obtaining, because as teachers, we don't just go on leave because we have accrued 123 days. We go through the protocol. You apply when you accrued your 123 days. After applying, then we wait for the approval. And these vacation leaves were approved by the employer. And now the same employer is saying, come back to work. And we wonder where he is getting all this, because it's not like when a teacher is on leave, he is local. We have teachers who are all over the globe. And then you suddenly tell the teacher to come back on to report on for duty on Monday. Yet we have people who are very far away from here. It's practically impossible. And we are not happy. And we are telling our members to brace for whatever eventuality is coming. Because we cannot just comply sheepishly. No, never. We can't do that.
Local teacher Temba Vuso, who was on vacation, said the government violated labor regulations when it called him. Vuso noted that he now needs to spend money in order to go to work.
Yeah, I feel this is very unconstitutional, and I'm sure this is against international best practices in terms of labor. Obviously, this carries with it monetary implications, and one wonders in whose best interest is it that these people should return and report for duty at short notice. If it is in the best interest of the Public Service Commission, then the Public Service Commission should reimburse these teachers. Should these teachers incur certain costs attached to this is unlawful instruction.
Vuso said there is confusion in the Education Ministry, with the Public Service Commission inspectors taking a leading role in enforcing what he termed improper regulations. He said these inspectors are trying to justify their relevance in an education system that is almost collapsing due to lack of funds and the related issues.
I think we're also having a problem with certain individuals who are coming into our schools. These individuals are known as public service inspectors. I think the government should make it clear. I think the government should clearly spell out the roles that should be played by these inspectors. Their job description should be made clear, because it seems there's some duplicity which is taking place. The line ministry that we have always worked with is losing some of its relevance. I think these public service inspectors are also not aware of their job description. It seems they are fighting for relevance, and as a result, they are causing a lot of confusion in our schools.
The government issued a circular forcing all those on vacation to report for duty on Monday, but most teachers failed to turn up for various reasons. The state has not given reasons for calling teachers from leave, but indications are that there is a serious shortage of staff in some schools. Director of Education in Mashonaland West Province, Sylvester Mashayamombe, said the ministry has instructed school heads to get written reports from teachers on vacation who failed to report for duty as instructed by the government. Tension has been rising between state workers and the government over non-payment of bonuses. The government struggled to pay workers' salaries last December due to financial constraints. Reporting for Studio 7 in Shinoi, this is Arthur Chiguriwa.